Joining us now, he's the head golf professional out at TPC Summerlin in Las Vegas, hosting the Shriners this week. Mike Messner joins us. Mike, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Great to be here with you.
Yeah. So, you know, last year, in relative terms to, you know, the trend on the PGA Tour of all these young guys winning, you had Rod Pampling, the seasoned veteran, winning. Last week on the PGA Tour, we had a 41-year-old Ryan Armour win. What do you expect this week with you guys? I mean, we're going to get the old blood or the young blood coming through?
Yeah, it's funny. It's the resurgence of the veterans. It was great to see Rod get into the winner's circle again. It had been quite a while since he'd won. I think it was back in, you know, maybe 08 or 06 when he last won on the PGA Tour. You know, of course, Ryan's first PGA Tour win, so it was great to see him pull that off. But, you know, quite honestly, you know, here in Vegas, it's really about the first-time winners, and I would not be surprised if that happens again this year. I mean, you talk about the last 15 events that we've had, or so the last 15 champions. You know, 10 of those champions were first-time winners. So it's typically the trend we see here. A lot of it has to do with, you know, obviously the young talent that's up and coming on the PGA Tour, and certainly the young talent that we're seeing graduate from Web.com.
Yeah, and you know, and how's the vibe this week? I mean, obviously, you guys had a few weeks back had an incident out there, and you know, our thoughts and prayers have gone out to all the families and those involved and affected by this. You know, how are you guys handling it this week? And are you guys doing anything special?
You know, there certainly is something special, and we do appreciate the support. That you know, there's been an outpouring of support not only from you know, the local states around here, certainly throughout the country, but also globally. When you saw what Paris did and how they reacted to, you know, the tragedy that took place here at 10-1, it was really heartfelt, and certainly, you know, helped us to get over that that hump and help our community heal. And, you know, quite honestly, we're still going through a healing process. It was tragic. You know, we were affected by it. Our small community here in Summerlin was affected by it. You know, we certainly lost some people there that we were close to, and you know, this will be a fun event for us because it's going to help to bring the community together. It's going to showcase a fantastic golf course with a competitive field, and the PGA Tour, the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open, are 100% behind the Vegas Strong message, and they're going to get that out there in full force. In fact, in this year's events, we have a Web.com player, A.J. McInerney, who was actually at the concert when all that took place, and he received an exemption into the field. So he's a local product here, went to school at UNLV also. It'll be great to see him compete in our event, and really hope to see him do well and help he and his girlfriend heal from that tragedy.
Well, I know who I'm pulling for now. I mean, there's no question about that. So let's talk about the course itself. I mean, last year, Rod opened with a 60, and that didn't get him much of a lead. Usually when you shoot 60 on the PGA Tour, you know, you might have a 3-4-5 shot lead. He only had a 2-shot lead over both Brooks Koepka and John Ha. What are we looking for in terms of conditions this year? Are we going to see these really low numbers again, or, you know, are we going to see something a little bit different?
You know, I think it's going to be just about the same as last year. We our scores are really dictated by conditions of the golf course. And what I mean by that is the golf course is always in great shape, but this time of year we start to transition into a dormant Bermuda-type grass. And for all those listeners out there, you know, Bermuda loves hot weather. And when it's hot, when it's, you know, sticky, Bermuda thrives. So we have thick rough, lush fairways. We're still going to have really impressive fairways this year. But the rough is just not going to be what it typically is for our membership, you know, the other 51 weeks out of the year. So it's going to be a different experience for the tour players that are out here that typically do play in Bermuda-type conditions in Florida without the rough. It's going to be, it'll favor the guy that is the longest hitter for sure, can keep it in play, but if you're just off into, you know, the first cut or the second cut, you're still in great shape to get the ball close. And then once you hit the greens, it's, as you know, with a score of 60 last year and a few years before that, we had another 60 with J.J. Henry's round. You know, it just comes down to putting. It becomes a putting tournament at that point.
Yeah, I mean, when you start looking at, you know, people that have won this tournament in the past, I mean, guys like Fuzzy Zeller, Curtis Strange, Greg Norman, I mean, there's some big names on this list. And, you know, you start looking at the last couple of years, obviously Rod last year, but, you know, guys who have had some breakout, years following that win. I mean, Smiley Kaufman in 2016, Ben Martin in 2015, Webb Simpson in 14, Ryan Moore, Kevin Na, Jonathan Bird. These are guys that kind of use this to propel them through that season. When you start looking at that, I mean, is it really going to come down to the flat stick, or is there something that's maybe more important on this golf course? Is it second shot? Is it tee shot placement? What do you think is going to be the most important thing?
Well, I think, you know, overall, it really comes down to placement into the greens. Proximity to the hole, of course, that's a stat everyone's in love with right now, and how close you can knock it to the hole. But it does come down to placement off the tee. And then once you get yourself into a great position, there aren't too many bad angles in this golf course, to be honest. I mean, you could be to the left or right side of the fairway and still have a pretty good approach into the green. So at that point in time, it really comes down to hitting as many greens as possible. And, of course, once you hit the green, there's always a great opportunity on our greens here because they roll so true and so pure for a tour player, especially some of the top players in the world, going low and making some putts.
So when we start talking about the holes themselves and coming down the stretch, is there going to be a hole on the back nine that's going to be pivotal? It could be one way or the other. It could be a hole that these guys need to birdie, or it's going to be a hole that maybe these guys need to survive to get to those birdie holes. What do you think?
Well, there's no doubt. Even with Pampling's 60 last year, with the 1,200 par in the first round, a lot of people forget that he had a catch fire the last few holes of his round to catch Glover. And then eventually passed Glover with the birdie on 18. He birdied, three holes in a row, four out of the last six, to get a chance to win that tournament. So really it comes down on our golf course, it comes down to holes 13 through 18. You really need to make your birdies on 13 and 15. 16 is nothing more than a long par four for most of the guys on in our field. It's a great par five where a lot of our players will be hitting a mid to long iron in for their second shots. So that's a great birdie opportunity. And then from there, it just comes down to hanging on, hitting a really good shot on 17, which is a demanding par 3 with water left. And once you get over that tee shot on 18, it's clear sailing into the green. I really think it's going to come down to those holes. 13 through 18, that's where you can see the fireworks.
Does the PGA Tour make anything drivable in terms of a par 4?
15 for sure is drivable. That's in fact, that was almost eagled or aced by Ryan Moore the year he won it. He shot 29 in his opening round, and he hit the pin on 15, made the eagle putt en route to a 29 on that front nine, his opening nine, and then went on to put up a scoring record of 2,400 par in the year he won it.
Again, we're talking with Mike Messner, the head golf professional out at TPC Summerlin, hosting the Shriners. And, when you talk about golf course setup, I mean, how much more difficult do the tour players play it from people that can wander out there and maybe play it if they're in the area?
Well, there's no doubt they play it long. They play it all the way back, and from the back tees, we measure just over 7,200 yards. As far as green conditions themselves, the speed, typically, we're anywhere between 10.5 and 11, so we might bump it a few more inches to about 11.3, 11.4. Speed is really not an issue for those guys, though. And then, like I said, the rough, that's probably the biggest change from our members or for our members or any person coming out and playing our golf course in the summertime than it is for the tour players. So I would say the biggest change is the length of the golf course for sure, maybe speed of the greens just a bit, but not too different than normal play for us.
Yeah, so in terms of normal play for you guys, let's kind of look at the different times of year. When's your busy period out there? I mean, obviously, you got in the middle of summer. It gets a little warm out there in the Vegas area. But what's kind of your peak season out in Summerlin?
Well, it's funny. We have two peak seasons. We kind of peak starting off in late March and then into June. And, that's where we see some of our best weather. July, August, it gets a little warm, but then we'll pick up again here in September all the way through about the end of November is when we really start to see a lot of our members come out and play golf.
Do you guys have like a beverage cart that goes around and has like the hungover gambling guy, gift package that they can purchase to kind of get them through 18 holes or what?
You know what? That's a great idea. We have not thought about that, but our members are pretty well behaved. They do partake in the beverage cart, but I wouldn't say they get after it too hard unless it's a member guest event and they're trying to show off in front of their guests.
I was going to say, if you implement one of those, you got to put my name on it now.
Yeah, no, I think we might.
You know, the let's see. I always went with the before I went to bed, I would take two Aleve, I would take some vitamin B, and then make sure you drink lots of water. So that's kind of my little treat there. But from a gambling perspective, I know you guys probably don't get into downtown Vegas a lot and do gambling. Most of the people that live around there try and stay as far away as they can. But it's kind of an interesting dynamic out there in terms of having a golf course and also having all of the downtown Las Vegas and the Strip going on, isn't it?
It is. It's great. You know, and for all those that have been out to Vegas, if you've ever made it out to the Summerlin area, it's its own world. You really don't even know you're in Las Vegas, either when you play a golf course or when you drive around a community. It's kind of its own suburbia outside of the Strip. You know, like you said, we don't tend to get down there very often, but we do appreciate those that come in and visit Las Vegas and support our economy here. It's a different dynamic for sure. It's great to be involved, not only with this tournament, but great to be involved with a city that's so supportive of this event and has been for decades since the inception of the PGA Tour here in Las Vegas. And they embrace every single person that comes in, you know, not only those that come in the other 365 days of the year, but our tour players. They put on a great show for them this week.
All right, a couple questions before I let you go back to the tournament. First off, now, every golf course for me has this. There's that one shot that you just sit there and you go, man, and you think about it all day. This one shot I can't stand. Give me that shot for you, and also, what's your favorite hole in the golf course?
I'll tell you that one shot is a tee shot on number 6. It is the most intimidating tee shot you could ever imagine. You need about 230 yards to 240 yards of carry off of the tee to a very, very narrow landing area. Then your second shot is up to the green, which is about 10 to 20 yards elevated from the fairway. So that, for me, is the toughest hole in the golf course. As far as my favorite, I love 17. It's just picturesque. It's a demanding par 3, but you can walk off there with a birdie, with an ace, and feel really good about yourself.
All right, so when we come to Sunday afternoon, what's a number that you're going to feel comfortable that, you know, let's say you were kind of mid-pack, you posted a huge number, and you got your feet up in the bar area, you're gonna say, I don't think anybody can get to this number, so I'm going to kick back and have a couple Frosties. What's that number?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been asked this question every year, and I think I've been completely off every time I've answered it. We are expecting a little weather on Saturday. What I mean by that is we're probably going to get some winds. So with windy conditions, if it's going to blow what they're forecasting, I'd be absolutely comfortable with 19 under par. Last year, 20 under par won it. Our scoring record is 24. The year Smiley won it was 16. So you give me 19, and I'm pretty happy.
Ooh, so a little weather on a Saturday is only going to take you down a shot from the year before, huh?
Well, I think I got enough in me where I can put some scores up those 3 rounds and hang on Saturday.
So, yeah, so you're taking advantage of Thursday and Friday, and then you're going to light it up on Sunday. That's what I'm hearing.
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, Mike, man, we always appreciate talking to you and you taking the time out to give us a little insight as to what's going to happen in the tournament this week.
Yeah, always great to be here. I appreciate it, Mark.